Blog Talk Radio.
I invite you to come on in. I invite you to come away. Come on in. Oh, come on in. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all tuning in on Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for tonight. This is a line simply for faith. I want to thank and praise God for faith and encouragement tonight. I want to thank and praise God for the Prophet Stacy. They'll allow me to be able to come in and she'd be able to let us on tonight to be able to pray and to be able to give you all a prophet, a word of prophet that God has given me. But I want to let you all know that this is a line for faith, for the word of God say in Hebrews 11:1, for Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I want to thank and praise God for that passage of scripture on tonight. The Lord let us know that we have to walk in faith. We have to trust him. We have to believe it even though we don't see it. We still have to trust him. After all what's going on in the nation, on this earth, we still have to trust God. God wants us to come on in it. And so let's invite God to come on into our heart. Let's trust God no matter what we're going through with. The word of God tells us that if we will trust him, if we will serve him, and if we will live for him, the word of God let us know in Psalm 91, whatever the terror might come by night, but the Lord, the word of God tells us that he will not let it come near us. So it could be around us, but God won't let it touch us. He won't let whatever going on around us. And I thank and praise God that his word is forever true. And I know because I walk faith, I live faith. And I thank and praise God for faith because one point in time in my life, I didn't have faith. So I had to learn how to just reach out and just begin to believe. That's all God wants us to do is believe and trust that he will do what his word say he will do. And I want to let you all know, if we have any newbies, if we any have any people new on the phone, just let you know that this is a line for prayer. And also I encourage it. And sometimes God may give me a prophecy, and I may be able to prophesy sometime. And I thank and praise God for allowing me to be able to come on Faith on the Line and be able to pray with you all. If there are any prayer needs and any wants, so I pray that God is able to allow me to begin to touch and agree with you on whatever you believe in him for, whatever you may be going through in your life or whatever you may be dealing with in your body. God is able to heal. And his word says he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, and more than we can ask or think. God knows when we don't know. God knows when we don't know. God working out things when we don't even see it. And that's why I think and praise God. God is a healer. God is a deliverer. And most of all, God is a God of power. And he holds everything in his hand. So let's trust God on tonight. Let's join our faith on tonight and pray. For the word of God say, well, that's two or three, touching and agreeing in his name. The word of God say he'll be in the midst. So let's pray that God will be in the midst of us. In spite of all what we see or what we hear or even what we are going through with. God tell us also in Philippians 4:8. That the word of God tell us not to worry about these things that's going on the earth. The word of God tell us to look beyond, look up above, and think on good things. That's what the word say. He don't want us to be worried about what's going on around us. He want us to trust him and believe in him. He want us to think on those things that are good, think on those things that are of a good report, think on those things that are lovely, think on those things. He wants us to think on things up above. Think about what God got in store for us when that time comes. And so let's begin to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I come to you on tonight. First of all, I want to say thank you, Lord. I want to give thanks to you because your word saying everything, give thanks. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come on Faith on the Line tonight and pray. Lord, and Lord, pray, Lord God, for those that can't even pray for themselves. But most of all, Father God, I want to say forgive us. Forgive us for any sin that we committed or omitted today was not pleasing unto you. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you, God, right now. Father, I want to say, God, forgive us if we haven't even acknowledged you, God, in everything that we do. Because your word says acknowledge you in everything that we do, and you will direct us, Father God. Lord, teach us how to love upon you. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for teaching us, Lord God, your way. It's not our way. It's not your way. God, you want us to lean and depend on you. Heavenly Father, touch us right now, even in our bodies, in our minds, Lord, even in thoughts, God, even in our families, even what's going on around us, God, some of us even have fear, God. And your word tells us not to fear you, Heavenly Father. Fear the enemy, God. Your word says fear is of the devil. Anything, God, we ought to trust and fear you, God, because we know what you capable of doing. Your word say, God, in the last days, God, how things gonna begin to hit the earth, God. Your word say, God, how stuff gonna begin to happen, Jesus. But God, your word say that you will touch us, God, just like you did in the old. In the Old Testament, God, how you begin to cause them to put the blood over the doorpost, God. And Lord God, and the enemy will come, but the enemy may come, but it'll pass by, God. Lord, touch my sisters, touch my brothers, God. Touch everyone that's on the phone line. Touch everyone may be listening by internet, God. Touch everyone may be listening, may be passing by, God. Touch the newbies, God. Let them know, Heavenly Father, that you say you will cause the devil to pass by them. And he won't even know they were there because that's how you are, God. Lord, you can take something, God, and you can make something out of it, God. Lord, you can take your, Lord, you can look down, God. You can speak, and it has to go, God. The enemy has to go. So, Lord, we decree, and I decree and declare on tonight, God, that, Lord, this disease that's going around, God, this earth, Lord, I decree and declare that you will, Lord, send it up, God, and burn it into the sea of hell, God, where it come from, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, touch those that are affected by it. Begin to heal them right now. Because your words say in Isaiah 53, God, and 5, that you are, Lord, you was wounded for our transgressions. You was bruised for our iniquity. And for the chastisement upon your peace was upon them, and with your stripes we are healed. Lord, and let me know we're already healed, God. Thank you for healing my sister. Thank you for healing my brother. Lord God, I thank you right now, God. Lord, I ask that you will continue to bless us, God. Lord, those that, Lord, need, God, begin to open up your hand of mercy, God, and pour out them blessings upon them, God. Lord, that they don't have room enough to receive, God. Touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, because your words say whatever we ask in your name, your words say you will do it, God. So, Lord, I decree and I declare that you will touch them right now, whatever they need of. Somebody in need of finance, God. Somebody in need of food. Somebody in need of, God, Lord, shelter, God. Somebody in need of direction which way to go in their life. Somebody in the need of God, they, Lord God, Lord, they're grieving in God. And somebody in the need of God, a backslide, turn them back around. They're trying to backslide because they don't understand, God. Begin to allow them to turn themselves around. Begin to touch them in areas where they don't even know, God. Bring the backsliders back to you. Heal those from the hurt, the pain, Lord God. That, Lord God, someone have, Lord, that husband, that wife maybe walked out or either, Lord God, did things, Lord, that they shouldn't have done. Touch each and one of them one by one, God. Begin to bring, Lord God, forgive them, Lord God, of unforgiveness. Let unforgiveness go. Anger, God, let the past go. And, Lord, allow them to come towards the future, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I thank you. Father, I give you glory on tonight, God, that you will touch them, that you will lead them, and that you will guide them in every area right now. Father God, look up on them, God. Somebody needs you, God. Look up in New York, God. Look up in Georgia, God. Look up in them right now, Lord God, in Virginia. Look up in everywhere, God, that wherever this virus, this thing, this disease, God, because your word says disease. Man gave it a name, God, but your word says disease, God. Cause that thing to die, God. Cause it to die, God, and never, Lord, come back. Lord, look upon that person, God, that maybe, Lord God, wondering, Lord, what to do because of the shutdowns and everything, that they would not go under, God, that they will go over, that their bills will be met, God. They don't have to worry about anything, Father. Begin to touch them right now. Begin to stretch your hands out before that mother or that father, those that lost loved one, God. Begin to wipe the tears from their eyes. Begin to strengthen them. Begin to build them up where they may be torn down, God. Touch the grieving family all over this nation, God. Touch right now. Some may lose their life, God, because of this virus. Some may lose lives or other direction, God. But your words say, God, that you come to give us life, God. Life more abundantly, more than we can ask or think or anything, God. Thank you, God, right now. Begin to touch them. Begin to heal where they may be hurting. For your words say, God. Your words say that you are a healer. You are our redeemer, God. Yes, you are. Lord, you touch that person that's dealing with chronic pain. You heal, they're healed already. Touch that one that's dealing with, Lord God, that eye disease, ear disease. Touch them, God, that muscle, God. Lord, that joint pain, God, touch them. The doctor said they got arthritis, lupus. Lord, you touch all of these things, that diseases in God. Lord, sickle cell, Lord, schizophrenic, God, bipolar. Lord, touch all of this stuff, God. Your word said touch it right now. Your word said you are a healer. All we have to do is receive it. Lord, we receive whatever you got for us. Whatever, Lord God, the enemy trying to throw at us, we receive it right now. We receive what you have for us, but we bind everything that the enemy is trying to throw at us. We come against and we stop every hand of the enemy. It will not take that house. It will not take that car. It will not take, Lord God, whatever the enemy. That court date, God said it's well. Somebody, whoever is looking for God to bless them, God, it will not take your children. This thing will not take nobody because the word of God say his eyes are on him, upon you. God's eyes are on you. God sees and he hears. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Thank God, Lord. Look upon that business, God. Look upon that person that's trying to, Lord God, move into that home. Because everything went the way it did, it's caused things to slow down, God. The word of God, God say that home's still going forward. You still be able to close in that home. You still be able to buy that home. You still will be able to buy that house, buy that car. That you still will be able to do nothing. That's not, you will not lose anything. God said, just trust him and believe him. In your son Jesus' name, Father, I want to thank you. For everyone, God, whatever they may be dealing with, whether it's marital, whether it's family, whether it's, Lord God, children, whether it may be sickness, whether it may be, whatever it may be, God, you begin to touch them. You begin to deliver them. You begin to meet every need they want, God. Lord, whatever church, God, Lord God, thank you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch leaders, touch them, God. Touch leaders, God. Begin to, Lord, bring mercy into the leaders. Lord, bring mercy into the White House. Look up on Trump and all of those that's in the White House. Bring mercy, God, in the governor. Lord, bring mercy, the senator, state, in our police station, sheriff department, hospital, nursing home. Lord, bring mercy because your words say, God, Lord God, your words say that you're going to take care of your children. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing. Lord, I don't count out nothing. Everything I see it as an eye-opening, Lord God, that you are trying to let us know you're soon to come. And Lord God, whether we ready or not, your words say you're coming. And you're coming like a twinkling of an eye. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to be ready. Lord, deliver us, Father. For your word saying, Lord God, in Psalms 51, Purge me with hyssop. Wash me that I may be whiter than snow. Cleanse me. Cleanse us from these things that's causing us to sin against you, Father. Purge us from these things that's causing us to do the things that we do. In our son Jesus' name, Father, I pray. I pray for everybody that's listening. Father Stacy, I thank God for what I pray for. I pray for him. Pray for everyone. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. I pray for safety. I pray for safety. I pray that God will come in and do what he said he would do. In our son Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. And glory to your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you. God bless you. Now, I will turn it over to Prophet Stacy, see if we have any on the phone line that may need prayer. Until next time, you all be safe. Some of y'all may have shutdowns in y'all areas or curfews or however you want to put them. But however it be, be safe. Be safe. Stay in quarantine. And our son, God is going to take care of us. Quarantine or out in, however you may be, but be safe. Protect yourself. Protect your loved ones. And until next Friday, we'll be back here the same time on Faith on the Line. Y'all be blessed, be prayerful, be watchful, and most of all, be careful. God bless you all tonight.
At this time, if there's anybody on the phone and you press tonight, just press 1 on your phone. Now is your opportunity. Just press 1 on your phone, and I would be glad to pray with you on tonight. While you're making up your mind about prayer tonight, let me give you my one announcement. Be sure to join me, Prophet Stacy, for Prolific Fire Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. It's 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. By calling the same number that many of you called tonight, or by going to blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire. The Lord has given me a powerful word, a powerful revelation about living with betrayal. That's the title of the message, Living with Betrayal. And we will be taking communion on Monday night. I know somebody's wondering what betrayal and communion have to do with each other. We have to tune in to find out. We will be taking communion, so have your communion ready. Whether you have some grape juice or some apple juice or some water, crackers or bread or whatever you got, get it ready, pray over it, because we're going to take communion. And we're going to find out what living with betrayal has to do with communion. Tune in on Friday. Not Friday, I mean Monday. And going one more time for tonight, is there anybody on the phone tonight that needs prayer? If so, press 1. Going once, going twice, going 3 times. Thank you, everybody. Good night. We out.